Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to episode 55 of the Guardian Hub podcast, where we talk Destiny and our love of the game. We bring on different guests and communities to learn about them, their experiences in Destiny, and discuss other topics. Your hosts, as always, are Kingsley, Mac, and Sin. And Sin, we are live from the I.O. bunker tonight. How you doing, man?
You all are in the I.O. bunker, but I bailed when Craig started throwing a temper tantrum.
Just go with it. Yes, so this is our second chat time recording. We can tell the guests that because Sin likes to spoil the magic sauce. Or what, yeah, what am I saying?
Secret sauce, the magic sauce.
Magic sauce, all right.
Yeah. We also have, obviously, a guest with us. We have Nolzy. I mean, we had you on our Zoom combo podcast last week, but we have you on as a very, very special guest this week. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. I guess some lessons are hard learned.
Yes, we are actually back to recording on Zoom. We're just doing audio tonight between us three because no one wanted to see my beautiful face. But the Craig bot is having issues tonight. So I don't know if that's everyone or just us. So anyone else trying to record a podcast tonight also, it's probably having issues with Craig, if they use Craig. But anyways, we're fine. We have backups among backups. We're pros here. We can get the show out no matter what happens.
Correct. We're that cool.
And we're playing the game at the same time because we like to multitask. Now, Sin, where are you? I see you somewhere on the map.
I was up by the tower event.
This is the tower event right here.
Yeah, I'm in the giant hole.
Right up there. He found the hole, ladies and gentlemen.
But for the second time, can I spoil it again about Nolzy?
Yes, please do.
So not only is Nolzy a returning guest now, but he is our new PC ambassador for Discord.
That means I'm absolutely immune from consequences from anything I say.
Kind of. Yes, kind of. It means you have... It means you get to tell everyone why it's so cool playing on PC.
And you can put your own emotes in there too.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. We got beavers. Those are pretty cool. And
DDoSers.
Trials is super fair and balanced right now, and everyone's having a great time. And PC's tough right now.
We like playing on PC though. Like I think Sin and I, when we're just doing little activities here and there, we'll always default to PC. And then it's the reason why we're on PS4 a lot is because we have a lot of friends we like to raid with. But it's definitely a place to play.
Sure. It's more or less the Wild West right now. And kind of wish I hadn't sold my PS4.
Well, you can always come back. You can always come back to it. And by Wild West, you mean Westworld, right?
References, yes. Shows I've definitely seen and not completely out of the loop on.
In all fairness, I have not seen the new season, so.
Neither have I. I think I watched like season one and then I've gotten behind because of some other shows I started watching. So I got to get back to that one.
Yeah, I need to as well. One day when I'm not. But I am back to working 5 days a week, so. I'm not going to be able to binge watch like I really should.
Like you should?
Yeah.
I like how you said that, like you should, yeah. Yeah, I was going to ask, how are you doing? What you up to, Sin? So work's going okay?
Work's going okay. People are still buying cars, surprisingly. Don't really get it, but there's a lot of programs out there that make it worthwhile for people buying, like the whole Volkswagen thing with 180-day deferred payments and 0% for 72 months. So we've had a lot of people coming out of the woodworks to buy cars.
I mean, that's a pretty good incentive. And if you need a car anyways, now, do you feel like there's people buying cars that don't need a car? Of course, you would never think. I mean, you're a salesman. You want them to buy a car no matter what. But
correct. I mean, I always want them to buy cars. But is there people really that have no business being out? Yeah.
Yeah. Have
people that like to come in and still test drive, even with what everything's going on. Like, I'm just looking. I'm like, it's a pandemic, and if you're not looking to buy, you probably should have stayed home.
That's a good point. I didn't think about that. Is your safety okay, Sin? Do they have you wearing masks? How are you doing? You feeling okay?
I feel okay. Mm-hmm. No strep. I'm strep free, fortunately.
I mean, Sin, you don't understand this disease if you think it's strep.
I know. But I did have strep, not like I know. Right before all this went down, which kind of sucked. That turned into bronchitis. But who knows? I probably could have had it.
You could have.
I would have never known because they brushed it off like nothing was going on.
No, you really could have. I want to say real quick, one of the companies I do work for, IT, is they're a medical research company. And they speculate that a lot of people did get the disease and didn't even know it. And the Utah starting, maybe some other states will too, but they're starting antibody testing this next week. So that's the newer type of test where you don't have to get the nasal swab. And what it'll do is test not just if you have the disease, but if you ever had it in the past and now have the antibodies for it, meaning
oh, nice.
You won't get it again, ideally. Plus, it's a good way to contract trace and see who had it, who didn't have it. And I think it's just going to be, I don't know if it's going to be a blood test or what it is, but it's definitely not the nasal swab thing they said. I just didn't hear what it was. They're going to have it ramped up so that everyone in the state can test within 2 weeks. So they want everyone doing it, even if you don't have any symptoms. And then they hope to have it nationwide a few weeks after that. This is ARUP Laboratories in Utah. They're really going strong. They're trying to get this nationwide. So
that would be a good thing.
As somebody who's kind of on a related field to that, that's actually really good news for us as well.
Yeah.
The company I work for is running a lot of drive-through clinics and things like that for first responders and people that, you know, meet the criteria for testing. I'm actually going to a testing site starting on Wednesday, which will be interesting.
Yeah, that's your new, well, not new job, but kind of like what you're doing now.
Temporary job. Yeah, my assignment. But we're running the new 15-minute test. So people are actually going to know before they leave the testing facility what the status is, and we can get them quarantined if they need to be as soon as possible. So that with the antibody test going out, it's really great news, you know, in the community kind of working together across the world to make great stuff happen.
Yeah, nice. I agree. I hope the more people working together, the better. And you know, we still probably won't have a vaccine for a while because they just have to test and everything. But, you know, obviously this is going to be fast-tracked as much as it can be. And hopefully we won't have to be, I mean, when I say not too long, it could still be months, weeks, whoever knows. But, like, you know, come year from now, we'll be like, glad this is over with, you know.
So. Yeah, I can't wait for business to get back to normal. Not that I mind my shortened hours, even though I'm back to 5 days a week, we still close at 6 o'clock. So I really can't complain about the shortened hours. And I wish this was the new norm because working 12-hour days does kind of suck.
It should. You think some companies will consider doing shorter hours in the long run?
Probably
not. I hear
not.
Some things. You don't think so? Yeah.
Definitely not the car business.
Yeah, you say that, but then, probably not, maybe not them, but I really think that we might have some permanent changes where, like, even, let's say, concerts or movie theaters in the future just do, like, a reduced capacity compared to normal, like, forever and ever. They're just a little bit less capacity.
Right.
Could be wrong, but I'm guessing that'll happen.
We'll see. I mean, we don't know how long this whole thing is going to last, so it could be months before we see some kind of normalcy return.
I don't think they're taking any chances on that. I mean, we'll start to see people going back to work sooner than later, but things like concerts, I mean, you're talking 18, 20,000 people at some of the stadium shows. Yeah. It's just not going to happen for probably another year.
For sure, for sure. That's what I was hearing too. Like maybe like fall next year, summer next year, something like that, you know. But it's sad for those people. That's their livelihood. I feel bad for Disney Corporation. I mean, I know they have lots of money, but I used to work at Disneyland, so I get it. And everyone who's used to having fun with those type of things, I mean, what money are they making now other than Disney Plus? There's probably not much, you know. No movies in movie theaters, none of their parks, none of their other entertainment. So yeah, they were able to keep all their employees on the payroll until just this week. And then now, I guess because they didn't know how long everything was going to last at first, they had full payments till April 16th, and now they're furloughing most of their force, like 40,000 employees. And they are going to keep full health benefits and a couple other fringe benefits going. And they'll be just furloughed so that when things pick up, they don't have to reapply. But that still sucks, man, where all those people are now without a job.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the same thing we went through about a week or so ago, a couple weeks ago now. furloughing people. They could still stay for health benefits, but they were basically telling everybody, you know, just go ahead and start applying for unemployment. You have to use your paid time off, and then, yeah, apply for your unemployment benefits. So,
well, anyways, we are here to talk Destiny also. We don't have to keep that conversation going. But no, it's kind of fun to see what we're up to. I mean, what about in the game? Anything you've been working on lately, Nolzy?
I have just been, so everyone in the clan, it's a talking point of mine knows at this point that I left sometime around Curse of Osiris and I didn't come back until Shadowkeep. So I've been catching up on 2 years worth of ritual weapons and things like that. So it's just been a constant grind for the last couple of weeks, but it feels good to finally start, you know, getting some things checked off of the list while, you know, waiting to do the raids and whatnot that takes a little more coordination.
So actually, I feel bad. I didn't do a proper intro. Let's back up a second. And we know some of this from just talking or whatever, but tell us about how you got into Destiny and how you heard about it and like kind of when you started and then you say you stopped after that point. But yeah, just so the people who are listening know more about you.
So fun fact with me and Destiny, I have a circle of friends that I've been playing games with for the better part of a decade now. And they're like, hey, Destiny's finally coming out on, you know, PC and it's going to be on Battle.net, so it's going to be super stable and awesome. And we're like, oh, we should all get this. Well, what happened was when I was purchasing my copy of Destiny 2, I had been drinking that night. It was celebratory, don't remember the cause, but, you know, I was fairly deep in my evening. And I purchased the $100 collector's edition with the, you know, season pass and all that. Which I found out which was non-refundable. So I decided to become a Destiny player for a while.
Like, I have to play it now.
That's what we did. You know, we all came from an MMO background. So we're like, oh, you know, we like Borderlands. This is like Halo, but Borderlands, but its own thing too. So we were having a ton of fun with it. You know, we're pretty seasoned Diablo players and things like that. So things started slowing down a bit in Curse of Osiris for us. We all kind of went on to something else. I think there might have been a new World of Warcraft expansion coming out at that point, too. And, you know, so they would come back from time to time. And the most recent comeback was for Shadowkeep. And they have all gone off to other things. But I am still elbow deep in Destiny. And I think I found my new game I'm going to be sitting with for the next couple of years, provided we still have it to sit with for the next couple of years.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we should have it, but yeah, who knows what state it'll be in at all points, but yeah.
Hey, I'm seeing a lot of really cool things. A lot of things are exciting me. I think it's a lot of, they can't give all the resources that they want to for the seasons to work on whatever the next big release is going to be, is my guess.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I don't know.
No, that's great. So, but you just did Destiny only on PC. You didn't play like Destiny 1 or anything like that?
No, I didn't have a PlayStation 3. I got a PlayStation 4 recently as far as its life cycle goes. I told all my friends that they should get Destiny when it went free to play on PS4 just because it was, you know, a game I really enjoyed playing. But I never played it myself.
And you really need to get a PS4 now because Destiny 1 is actually quite fun, the storyline. I will gladly go back and do the whole story with you if you get a PlayStation.
I keep hearing that a lot, that a lot of people are going back and doing the old raids still, and, you know, obviously old Trials isn't there anymore, but people still really having, you know, a good time going back and playing PvP just with a, you know, a group of friends. Mm-hmm. So, no, it's an experience I definitely need to get around to. I regret selling that PlayStation 4 when I did. Especially with all the other great games coming out now as well. And also, I mean, who doesn't like laying down on their bed or a couch or something and just kind of relaxing?
True. Wait,
you can do that when you have a PlayStation?
You can. That's how my wife plays. That's how I kind of used to play, but now my PlayStation's in the office, all more proper next to my PC. But
yeah. Ever since I got the capture card, it's been attached to the computer in an office chair.
Yeah. I mean, you may not play as good if you're laying down, but, you know, you don't have to be as much of a tryhard on PS4. You just have fun.
Right.
So it was the ongoing aim assist argument right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm playing on controller right now on PC, and I love it.
Yeah, same here.
My rule of thumb is the elite isn't there, silly. Whatever you're good with, just use that. I'm happy.
Yeah, I'm doing a build that I'll talk more about next week, and Sunshot is the main weapon, and feels pretty crispy. So
I forgot about that. Do you have the catalyst for it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was when, remember when it originally came out, when it was the, what do they call those things? The factions. And it was like super crazy grind, and you had to just pick one, because like to grind all three in 1 week was like insane.
Right.
And I picked Sunshot as my first one because I love the weapon. So I got Sunshot Catalyst pretty much when it was first available back the old school way.
Gotcha. I got it, but mine's not complete yet.
Ooh. Yeah, increases the stability in the range. So,
well, I'll work on it at some point. I need to find a way to farm it.
You could just, it's not a hard one. Just put it on. And there was the cave in Nessus. I can show you where enemies would come out and you would just proc one. And if you hit the explosion just right, then each enemy coming out in a row would get exploded. And then the next one, it would set a chain reaction.
Nice.
So that, cause you have to get those explosion kills to build up the catalyst.
Yeah.
So, that was kind of like the old school way to do it.
Intersection for garden is pretty good as well. Because they all kind of stack up on each other in that room. I've been using that for a lot of farming.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Oh, the Lost Sector at Artifact's Edge. I forget what the actual name of the Lost Sector is. The Vex one there, I've always really enjoyed for that kind of grinding.
Yep. So what are you working on, Sen, these days in the game? Since we last talked.
Everything. I did play some comp the other night on PC. I got super salty. I loaded in 1v3. Of course, I was the one. And I decided to back out of the match. And immediately after backing out of one match, I was temporarily banned from playing comp. So, of course, that night...
You evil, evil player.
Yeah. So that night I went and played some Division 2. I went from level 2 to level 3. And now I can't remember. Peggies. I ended up going to Far Cry 5 with Nalzi to kill some Peggies.
Which we didn't kill much of anything. We kind of drove around for probably 45 minutes trying to work on a mission. Not really gaining any ground on it.
So that was super fun. That was actually fun because it was... You're not really grinding for anything other than you're just going around and shooting stuff for the sake of shooting stuff.
Nice.
But other than that, I've been working on like bunker leveling. You know, I'm already at 2100 for my comp. I kind of wanted to do 55, I think is the max, because I haven't maxed out a season yet. And plus I'm working on hand cannon kills for Lunas Hal, I believe it is. And yeah, I still got a bunch of catalysts I need to level up. So, I mean, the grind is still real. It's just not enough time to do it all.
I know. Plus, I want to get back into Borderlands with you sometime soon.
Yes. Yeah, we got to kill that one boss.
Well, we have lots to do. And then there's even another expansion you haven't gotten yet either.
I know. So much.
Don't you worry. As soon as that sweet government check comes in, I am absolutely buying Borderlands 3 and we'll try and catch up as soon as I can.
Nice. Yeah, I'll replay the story with you. It's not a bad story. So
I'll do it solo too. Don't worry about me.
Yeah.
I did make a second character that I played like a couple missions on, but there are other characters like we could seriously play and pick up.
I know, right? I've only played the one so far. The one that I picked was Flack. So
I know. You got the instant revive guy.
Yeah, that with the little character, the animal characters that help. So I like that. Dang it, we were so close on this, 2 seconds away for getting our Seraph Tower event done. Sorry,
that's because we're just shooting stuff.
Yeah, no, it's all good. Yeah, I've been just doing whatever in the game. To me, as always, the most interesting thing is probably raiding. Did a few raids this week.
That's right.
Kind of went over a few different days. There were so many. I can't even remember now, but I do.
Quite a few gardens. I do remember that.
Quite a few gardens, and it was always Sin's fault.
Probably.
We didn't pass it.
I don't know. That's one thing I forgot about was the raids. It was probably the 2 a.m. in the morning deals that got me a little side.
No. True, true. I know. It's like,
but they were fun. It's yeah, it's even always though fun. They took a while, they were still fun.
Yeah, yeah. We just circumstance, like just different groups that I've been with, like people that know the raid, people that don't know the raid. We're helping some new people through, but not all the raids. There were some raids where not every. There was, I don't know if there was new players in some raids, but we were just still having some issues getting it done. It was just one of those weeks, but I definitely had a lot of fun. And it seems like a blur now. I'm trying to remember what days they were. Not that it matters or who was all in the group, but
I think one night we had Link, Sizzles, Washier, Wicked.
The usual crew, right?
Solus was in one. I can't remember all of them. Gohawks, I know, joined late in one.
All I know is we need to do some raiding again on PC.
Yes.
Not that I mean, like I said, we have so many friends over on the PS4 side, but I feel bad. The PC's calling my name.
What it is we need to just somehow find a way to recruit in 2020, because you know the old PVC system is
not did you say PVC.
No. I'm sorry. It's the BB. Look, the old bulletin boards. The
BBS.
Abacus.
Oh, yes, the abacus. Yes. Smoke signals. Yes. No. Yeah, it's just tricky to actually like recruit for anything anymore because those platforms are non-existent. Not like they used to be anyway.
Right.
Yeah. No, it's the, but then again, our group, the Guardian Hub, has grown ever more than I expected. We are up to like 200 or so in our Discord, and we're approaching 100 in the clan. So boy, Sin, how did that happen? Just like woke up one day, I'm like, we have a lot of people.
Yeah, happened overnight.
Well, it's like not that fast, but
caterpillar evolved into a butterfly.
Well, we're a beautiful butterfly now.
I still don't like animals, so no, I'm just kidding. Speaking of animals, I won't go into the long winded response to this, but for Easter, my wife wanted to get our daughter, our oldest, a dog because they're obviously. Home, she can help with potty training a puppy and making sure my daughter can, you know, handle the responsibilities. So my daughter, being the person she is, knowing what she wants, she's always wanted a Yorkie. We finally, after painstaking amounts of time searching and going through a lot of BS, they're finally getting one. They're supposed to pick up the puppy tomorrow. So we're getting another dog.
So you're one of those people. No, I heard how like during the quarantine, more people are getting animals than ever before. The shelters are actually doing amazing because so many yes. people are getting animals right now.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with these dogs because I had a pit bull in the past, but there's a lot of pit bull or pit bull mixes that I see that are still out there. It's a lot of the other dogs that are getting bought up. And common misconception is that, you know, pit bulls are mean or used.
Oh, no, I fighting. Hate that. I love pitties. Pitties are not. Cute.
Yeah. They are. If you get them, they a lot of times are the biggest babies in the whole wide
exactly.
world.
Exactly. They always want to be held. They like whine for their humans, like, but like a cute whine. It's not like, yeah. you know, yeah, they're so gentle at times. Yeah. I know that is a common misconception. So adopt everyone, adopt an animal.
Yep.
Assuming you can take care of it, of course.
Or if you really want to adopt a sin, I am taking, yeah.
Adopt a sin? Okay. We'll put you up for adoption in the Discord. We'll have like a contest. Whoever donates the most money can adopt you.
I don't know.
Some sort of acoustic cover of In the Arms of an Angel. Yes. To make it work.
Exactly. Well, one thing I wanted to talk about this week kind of quickly is there's not a lot in the news. Now, we are 1 week away, though, actually, from a fairly substantial, what I call the mid-season update. They've kind of done this for a while, like halfway through the season. They'll come out with finally like the big bug fix update, you know, a lot of things that they weren't able to fix quickly in development from the new season. So they pushed it out to the halfway point. And also when they have some new content baked in, that will either release on that date or later on in the season. But then that's where people can really start data mining it. But yeah, the midpoint, April 21st, where we'll have Guardian Games, we'll have the Grandmaster Nightfalls, and we will also most likely have something else. There's been so much talk of another exotic quest. We don't know if it'll be something big, hopefully some cool secret mission all the way to something smaller, but there's definitely going to be some unexpected things that we don't know about yet coming in this next update. Sin, are you excited?
Wrath of the Machine.
Oh my gosh, not that again. I mean, I'd love Wrath of the Machine, but that is not coming. That'd be so crazy. If that comes back, we are going, I don't know what I'll do. I'll send you a pack of bamboo or something.
Sold.
Can you even accept delivery in your state?
I don't think alcohol, yeah. But just don't send it as alcohol. It'll be fine.
There you go, right? Okay. Funny thing is, you can get it easier than me. You should be shipping it to me.
That's true. I didn't think about that. I guess technically I could, couldn't I?
Yeah, yeah. Throw a couple extra dollars your way to make it worth it.
I could pick it up at the place close to where I work.
It's cheaper there. No one heard that. But anyways, so one of the things I wanted to talk about, you know, so we don't know everything what Guardian Games is yet, and we don't know what any like new exotic quests will be yet, but we know a little bit more about the Grandmaster Nightfalls. And unfortunately, this is kind of what I was expecting. I follow a lot of the Destiny news, you know, the Paul Tassi things, other people on Discord, that I kind of had a feeling Grandmaster Nightfall wasn't going to be, unfortunately, any new loot pull. I'm like, that, I hope, but I'm kind of like, this is one of the times where I was like, I didn't want to like expect the worst and hope the best. I just kind of figured like, it just didn't seem like the writing was on the wall for it. And sure enough, we have a little more details on the Grandmaster Nightfall. So I'm going to read a couple points here. Here's the thing. They did lower it a little bit on, it was going to be 1060, I believe, originally, right? I think that was, I seem to remember that. But anyways, now the power level will be set for the enemies are going to be at 1050. Not a huge change there. But to even attempt to even get into the Grandmaster Nightfall, you have to be 1025. Are you 1025 yet, Sin?
Nope.
I'm not either. I think if I put on my highest stuff, I might be 1015. I don't know if I'm going to try to sweat to 1025 next week. Not that it really matters anyways, because we'll have all season to work on this.
I just don't think, from what I was hearing, and I was listening to Gator from GDC on the, because I've been trying to catch up on podcasts because I've been slacking on listening here recently, that there's just a lot of streamers are taking off for a couple weeks. Like Glad is going to be playing some other stuff, and that with these Grandmasters, that there's just really no incentive to play them.
Well, yes, there are several points to that, and that's definitely true. There's not as many reasons to play. I don't know that there's several streamers. Have we confirmed other than Glad? I mean, it's kind of like if Glad says something, we assume everyone feels the same way. I don't know if that's exactly true. I don't know if you've heard of other streamers that also said
one of them, and I don't remember the other.
Yeah. So to be fair, I just want to, until we know more streamers are not going to do it. And I actually think this opens an opportunity. So, okay, let me tell you more about it. And then, yeah, we'll talk about this Glad thing. So here's what they said, you know, they should be challenging. So there's going to be some extra modifiers. So really this is, it's not some like new crazy, I don't know. Maybe they said there will be some surprises, but what that means is a surprise on a modifier we don't know about yet. But it's not like the encounters are going to be different. So all this is just a Master Nightfall already that's times two, super sweaty, add a couple extra modifiers on. Also with rewards, you know, there will be, here's what the rewards are. I mean, again, I wasn't expecting a new loot pool, but the rewards will be an enhanced chance of getting all the normal things. So yay, more chances of getting the golf balls and the Senate shards and the exotics, okay? I mean, those are good things to get, but nothing that's really making me too excited. And then the main reason, though, is to basically have the Triumph. It's like a title. You know, if you get them all, you will have that title. So that doesn't make me too interested in running it, and the fact that they'll be super sweaty. But the other thing they said that I thought was interesting is they should be watchable. All right, so it's not like this is going to be the new raid that comes out, big expansion comes out, tons of people are watching on Twitch, everyone's streaming GLAAD, all the, you know, Datto, everyone's streaming. But at the same time, I do feel like even though GLAAD says he's not going to be around, this is going to open an opportunity, and I'm excited to watch some of this going on, that some other groups will fill the void and stream these, and there will still be world's first. I know it probably won't be as big and not maybe a belt as a reward, but there will be some small notoriety for whoever gets world's first on each of these Grandmaster Nightfalls.
Right. So you said it's for the title. So we're saying this is going to be for the seasonal title.
That's really all it's for. There's nothing else. There's really no other. It's just the notoriety. There's really nothing. The rewards aren't that really any different. Just even a slightly enhanced chance of getting all the normal stuff that you already get. So
it's kind of weird that they would tie that big of a power hike to a title. But I guess it does make it a little more challenging and not as easy to get like the previous seasons.
Yeah. And it's also, the other problem is it's also, they're doing the contest mode thing again. And from what I'm seeing is they're not saying how long that's going for. So what that means is anyone over 1025, it won't matter. So if GLAAD is, let's say, well, Datto's at like 1030 or whatever, 1040, he'll be put at 1025 while he's in there along with everyone else who's 1025.
Interesting.
Which is good and bad. I've had mixed feelings about that too. For people wanting, for like small groups wanting to have a chance against the big streamers, I guess it's a fair even playing field. But then for people that put in the extra effort, it's like it's just going to be that much harder when it could have been easier for them if they were actually 1030, 1040.
Maybe the secret that they're coming out with is there's going to be different mechanics for the Nightfall to make it more of like a raid. That would be cool.
Yeah, but then it's going to be hard for us to get in there for quite a while, because unless they're raising the power level too, the base power level, it's going to be quite a while for us to grind just the artifact power level to get up to that 1025. Or, you know, whatever we need to be. We'll see. You have any thoughts about it, Nolzy? I don't know. I talked a lot about it, but...
I mean, yeah, you basically summed up how I felt about it. It's just like, there's nothing, they don't, other than the title, it just doesn't feel special, and it might not even be the most effective way to grind mats. You know, it might be easier to just take that lower chance and just get it done faster and with, you know, less sweat, less stress. So I'm curious to see what, if anything, they're doing to kind of set it apart and make it this big hyped event they seem to be going for. Because they're talking a lot about it, but I'm just not seeing anything interesting other than, oh, efficiency's up, maybe.
It could be, hopefully there's something cool, like when each one gets passed for the first time each week, then it unlocks something new in the game. Obviously, it's not going to be anything big, but kind of like how last season we were building towards, you know, everything we had to collect. To open trials, maybe we're doing something like that again. So along with us regular plebs that are just getting, you know, the bits, maybe by these people finishing the Grandmaster Nightfalls, once one's done, it's like, all right, this planet has now been saved from something. So, or no, I know this planet has now been, you know, scoured of enemies more so than normal. So Rasputin can now actually do what he wants to do. You know, I don't know. That's just kind of weird, but who knows?
I think the thing that would make it super cool for everyone, and I mean, I'm really only going off of my own preferences, just something like the unique, like the few ordeals that have unique drops. You know, doing it on this super hard difficulty, there's a 3% chance of this, you know, hand cannon or this shotgun or whatever dropping that's maybe a curated version of something that already exists. But just something like that, some sort of pinnacle reward, even if it's a really low chance. Actually, the lower the chance, the better, in my opinion. Make it, you know, something to chase, something that not everyone's going to have. I think that would be the easiest way to make them worth doing in a meaningful way.
Yeah. But, you know, they pretty much told us there's, unless they're like almost like lying to us in a way so that we'll be like really surprised and excited when something comes out, they pretty much told us that, nope, it's just going to be an increased chance of the already rewards that we get. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Now, back on the point a little bit more about what Glad said, and I get it. It makes sense because we all know, for us that have been in the game for a while, there's not tons to do right now. Plus, Trials is in a bad state. So when Glad saw this news too, he was like, I just don't even really see a reason for doing this. But then he went a little far, in my opinion, and started becoming dramatic. And he says, and I'm going to be gone for the next two seasons. And then I start thinking, like, why did he even say that? We don't even know what is or what's not coming next season yet. You know? I could pretty much guarantee if some cool secret quest comes out, he will be back.
Oh, of course.
So why even say stuff like, I just hate people that are dramatic like that. But, you know, I don't know why he said that. But
plus, weren't there some leaks that season 11 is kind of where all the storylines were kind of, you know, culminate and apex?
I was just thinking about that. Everything started
making more sense.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Isn't the next season the one we're all waiting for?
Yeah.
Well, next season is the end of this year, right? So we have this season and next, and then we have the fall expansion, basically. And there is those leaks about the fall expansion being super big. I mean, we don't need to get into too much of that because I don't know if it's necessarily spoiler territory because we don't know if it's a confirmed source or not. But from what I read, the leak of how the fall season could be sounded pretty awesome. I'm not going to lie. Now, if that ended up being true, I think that would be a huge part for the Destiny franchise going into next year.
Well, yeah, everyone will enjoy the fall DLC and he would be back for that. I have a feeling he'll be back in some aspect before then. It's not like even if he plays these other games, they can only spend so many hours and then Destiny at least has stuff to come back to, even though it's maybe kind of boring right now. So for some people, but you know, I hope there's some even cool things this season. We will see. We never know. There might be, there might not, but that's why I don't mind too much because there's always raiding going on. And
hey, I want to get my hands on the minigun. That's where I'm at right now.
Yeah. And there's some cool builds and, we're going to bring more of those to you going forward as we test some more out. But yeah, I mean, I'm excited. I'm testing one build now, see how much I like it before I talk about it.
And one thing that sets us apart, I think, from people like Glad and other streamers is we still don't play the game as nearly as much as them. So there's still, I think, plenty to do for most people.
Yeah, it just depends on what is the appeal to you. Like, I get it for people that are even, like, smaller players than us in, and they're already bored, too, because they don't care about stuff like Triumphs. You know, I don't care about Triumphs as much as you do. And then some people, like, they really want Emblems, but they don't care about Shaders, or they really want all the weapons, and other people are like, no, I want all the armors with the mods. So, like, different people there's different pulls to different people. You know, for me, my poll is actually helping new people through raids and the experience of seeing how people can work together in a cooperative environment. So, yeah, it's something different for everyone, that's for sure. Well, that was the main thing with the Master Nightfall. So we'll see how that goes. But I really hope it's too bad, you know, it's going to be on Tuesday, right? They didn't say Friday. Yep, it will begin on Tuesday. I'm checking here. So I might have to make some time on Tuesday to watch some live streams and see what these Grandmaster Nightfalls are like and who ends up getting world first on at least the first one.
Might I'm going to try to watch a little bit at work at least if I can.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, anything else in the news or anything else we wanted to talk about with Destiny? I mean, I know Iron Banner's coming back next week. Big whoop for me, but I know some people like Iron Banner.
I mean, I'll be with the Iron Wolves for sure.
Awesome, awesome. You like Iron Banner Sen too, right?
Yeah, I'll play it. I mean, I don't mind PvP. It does get a little frustrating at times. I really wouldn't mind playing some trials at some point. But just trying to find a regular team to get in that wants to do it is always the tough part, because my times that I play are a little later at night. So,
yeah. Yep. And then, yeah, that's about it for that. So we talked about the Grandmaster Nightfall. We talked about what we're doing in the game.
We talked about Wrath of the Machine.
Oh, boy. We'll continue to talk about that forever and ever.
Don't hate.
Nolzy, is there any like interesting quests or raids that you haven't done yet that you're looking forward to?
A lot, actually.
I know, right?
that's the beautiful thing about being in my position. Everyone's complaining about this lack of content, and I'm just like, there are so many things I still need to do.
Whisper?
I haven't done Whisper. I haven't done The Last Wish at all yet.
That's one of the better raids.
Everyone's saying that's, I mean, for me, I come from an MMO background, and specifically, as you guys know, a lot of time in World of Warcraft. And in the Wrath of the Lich King expansion, we had a raid called Ulduar. And this sounds like it's kind of Destiny 2's Ulduar, where it's like everyone's like, the lore is great and the mechanics are fun. And I'm like, I want to do it. And for some reason, we haven't gotten around to it. So yeah, a lot of the kind of fancy. I haven't done Outbreak yet.
Oh boy, I know what we'll be doing after this. At least Whisper.
Yep. So I mean,
especially since it's broken right now.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing for you, but you can still experience it. Yeah,
it's. I don't mind the guided tour sometimes. I do like to earn. Like again, I'm earning all my Crucible Pinnacles and things like that, and those feel really good. Like getting Revoker a couple weeks ago was like, that's a nice feeling. Mm-hmm. So like, if I could choose a couple things, I'll choose a couple things. I mean, I'm an
It's more
fan.
About the experience and the jumping puzzle, anyways.
So I've heard. And I'm sure I'll find out, and I'm sure I'll get haze on the way through it, like usual. So we'll see how that goes.
Nice, nice. Yeah, and we'll have to definitely get a PC Last Wish going here sometime soon. So anyone interested, please let us know. Yeah,
I still have not. We have still not been able to cheese that one phase it.
Just so you know. One phase what?
Riven.
Oh, I have.
Recently?
Yeah. It was with another group. You weren't in it, Sen.
What?
It is more difficult. Hole. I know, right? How dare I raid without you? Yeah. Yeah, they're my real raid buddies. You guys are just the B team. They were the A team.
He goes to another school. Damn. You just wouldn't understand.
You were there.
It is more difficult for sure now doing that Riven part if you want to do it the cheese way. It's like almost harder than doing it the legit way, supposedly. So well,
I must learn. I must learn these ways.
Teach us the ways, Padawan. All right. Well, I think that'll mostly cover this week. Unless there's anything else anyone wants to bring up for the show.
Nope. Do we already announce and spoiler our next week podcast as well?
Well, we can do that. I always just worry like if something changes on the schedule. But we'll keep it a surprise with who. But we have a combo podcast next week with another podcast group, but it's not Two Titans and Hunter. We've done a few with them so far, so we'll just leave it at that.
So what you're saying is we're cheating on Two Titans and a Hunter.
Yeah, kind of. You know, we've had two combo podcasts with them so far, but now we're having it with someone else.
I cannot see Respawn taking this well.
Respawn. No. Respawn probably Respawn. Is like, wait, who are those guys again? I don't care. Oh man. Now, we love Two Titans and a Hunter. They are a great, great podcast, and we'll give them shout-outs all the day long. So we love all our podcast peeps. It's such a great community, right? It's I don't know about you guys, if you've been in too many other communities, but the Destiny community is, all in all, way more chill, way more cool than some other groups, some other games.
Yeah, we're the best.
we're the best up on the net.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Thank you for that, by the way.
I don't think we need to necessarily talk about that.
Sin loves it. Sin
loves I do. It.
Yes. Our podcast is not rated explicit, but our Discord can be, and that's fine.
But our new image from Nalsy could technically be...
Oh, right under the bus. Great. Thank you.
No bus. It's all good.
The image isn't explicit. It just implies stuff.
I could get sued for that. So, you know.
Yes, Sin.
Don't get him in trouble. Just make sure my last statement is null.
Yeah, just change your name. Hey, there's someone playing with us right now called Registered Vex Offender.
Always a highlight.
Yeah. And I shot Redacted in comp earlier.
Yep. Hey, everyone, use your stimulus checks on getting a PC. You, too, can have cool names that you can change on the fly.
Speaking of stimulus checks and delicious things, I can't remember. Did we ask Nalsy his favorite dessert last week? Or the week we did the Zoom combo?
I don't think we did because we had a lot of people on. We were just kind of just generally talking. So, Nalsy, to bring us out tonight, what is the dessert that you like?
Oh, man. I have a conflicting answer for this. So my family had a cheesecake business for a great many years. It is an honored family recipe. Wow. However, tiramisu, man. A good tiramisu.
Yes!
The absolute best thing I think you can have. I love coffee. I love coffee saturating things. You add rum to that, and I'm a really happy camper.
Yes, rum.
Even without rum, it's one of my go-tos. If it's on a menu, even if I'm not hungry, I will probably order it.
Hey, that works. I like tiramisu also, that's for sure. We will accept that answer.
Yes, I appreciate indeed. It. I'm glad to have your validation on my desserts.
And you must have the validation.
Oh, right. I mean, you know me.
No. All right, gentlemen. Well, maybe we should start wrapping up. I'm getting a little bored of this Seraph Tower event. So
I forgot we were still doing it. I'll be honest.
I'm just mindlessly running around throwing balls.
Yeah,
jump and shoot.
This has been fun, though. We kind of had to change our podcast at the last minute due to some issues with Discord and Craig. We're on Zoom, and we decided to be playing at the same time to kind of just talk about what we're working on and stuff. So. But as always, everyone, if you have any topics you want us to talk about or guests you want us to try to find for the show, please let us know. You can message any of us on Twitter or in our Discord. We have a channel for that. Also, we'd like to remind everyone that if you're not in our Discord, if you just listen to our podcast, we have an awesome Discord. What that is it's basically like a chat group where people can write messages and just talk about Destiny. You can just lurk in there if you want, but it's also a great way to find people to play with. And if you want to join our clan, we also still have some spots. You must join the Discord for that. You don't have to be active in the Discord, but just kind of introduce yourself, and we will gladly have you in our clan. We have a very active clan. We get the things done pretty regularly.
We shoot the shiz and all the good stuff.
And if you want to leave us a review of our podcast, we'd very much appreciate that because it does help us get found, supposedly, just when people search for our show. And if you leave us a review on iTunes, we will read it on the air. I think that's all our housekeeping business for now. So, if that's it, we would just...
Nalsy,
yeah. How can people find you? Do you have any contact information you want to share other than the Discord?
Yeah, I'm on the Guardian Hub Discord a lot of the time, causing trouble. You can also find me on Twitter recently, at Nalsy. That's basically where I'm at for the most part. I'm on Steam under various names. People can't usually keep track of me. So, at Nalsy on Twitter, and then you can find me on the Discord, also as Nalsy.
Yeah. What's your, name right now on PC?
That would be Fuhuku Gods. It is a legendary song, Grammy Award winning, artist called Strong Bad. He's quite a legend where I come from. So.
And then Infinity HP.
Those are my boys. That's that clan I've been rolling with forever and a day. And nice. That's how you know it's me.
Nice, nice. All right. I mean, I know it's you, but I was just trying to actually get around to asking you what all this meant.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, absolutely.
Yeah. Nice, nice. Ooh, I got a lot of bits that time. That was a good closeout. We finished a Seraph Tower. I got like 20 or so. Yeah.
All the biddies.
Sin, where can people find you, good sir?
You can find me at the Seraph Tower throwing balls. Pause. Wait, don't go to orbit.
Okay.
Don't go to orbit. There's a public event at Lost Oasis. We're going to run Whisper of the Worm. So you might as well fast travel there. But other than that, as we close out the show, getting Nosy, his whisper, you can find me on twitch.tv/SinMedia. Sin is C-Y-N. And over on Twitter at Sin_Media. Kingsley, take us out.
Yes, you can find me as Kingsley Mac on PlayStation, on PC, on Twitch, where I stream occasionally, mostly while I'm raiding. And you can find me as MC Kingsley on Twitter. You can find our show at our website at theguardianhub.com or as that name on Twitter also. So everyone, thanks again for tuning in. We really, really appreciate it. And have a good week.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Like, no. Don't take us to orbit.
There's, well, I have so much stuff in my inventory, but...
Nope.
Yeah, let me stop the Zoom.
There's a seventh Seraph vest I will not be obtaining.
Crap, it didn't record. No, I'm just kidding. It recorded.